Back out at the 2026 Midwest Ag Expo at the Gibson Area Hospital Arena at Gordyville, USA. We've got our good buddies with Dust and Sun Auto Supplies with us. That is Jeff and Kevin Dust talking with us here. Jeff, how we doing?
Very fine. Nice to see you this morning, Chad.
Thank you. Kevin, always good seeing you too.
Yep, it's good to be back.
Absolutely, and I wanted to make sure I got over here before you guys get swamped because you guys are just hammering all cylinders over here with folks asking about those heaters, and you brought those back again this year.
Yes, that is correct. We've got the full line of Bow 6 Sun heaters, which are the infrared heaters, the most efficient running heaters that are diesel fuel powered on the market. So very efficient and economical.
Clean burning, doesn't smell. You can get that heat without smelling like you've been out in the shop all day. Of course, if you're working in the shop, you're still going to smell like shop, but you're going to smell less of it.
That is correct. Yeah, you won't smell like a diesel fuel filter walking out of your shop after you're running a Bow 6 because they burn just that clean. They burn 99.98% of the fuel that goes through them, and that's why they do not smoke and they don't stink.
And they've been the talk of this expo the last couple of years, and when you've brought them, you have different scenarios. One's more of a cabinet style, and then you have some that can kind of move around. What's been like a lot of the biggest questions that you've been asked over the last couple of years with them? What are people looking for there?
Well, they're looking for an efficient way to heat, to mostly to spot heat their shops, you know, come in on a cold day. If they got to work on something, they can get the shop warmed up and don't have to keep the shop, you know, warmed up all the time. So that's what these are very efficient for. And the most often asked question on them is that, do you have to burn kerosene? And that answer is no. You can burn regular diesel fuel. You can burn biodiesel fuel. It all does just fine with it.
Always good to be versatile there. Kevin, you guys have some other lines of products that you really showcase out here. I think a lot of folks think auto supplies, they think auto supplies. You know, they think you're an auto parts store. You're so much more than that. Let's talk about what we've got here with the Karcher equipment.
Yeah, we really loaded up on our Karcher line of pressure washers. We've got cold water, electric, and gas-powered units. We also have a couple electric cold water, hot water, electric. And also, we brought our Karcher floor care products this year. We've got the walk-behind popular push broom, and then also a walk-behind floor scrubber.
And these are great for a lot of different... You have some folks that have the finished garage with the epoxy floors. That would work on that, I would assume, right?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. We have smaller units than this that are more compact, but this is for a little more square footage. But yeah, we've got it for the homeowners and the smaller shops as well. Also have our complete line of Nix Wash House products that will go in and through the Karcher washers and the floor scrubbers, but also full detail and fleet cleaning for you as well.
You guys have filter days coming up in February. Folks that have listened to our station last couple of years, they can kind of mark that on their calendar, knowing February always comes around and you have filter days. You guys are taking some orders on those.
Yes, yep. We're ready for Wix filter days. It seems like our competition kind of starts 3 months ahead of us every year, so we just keep pushing it up. But yeah, and again, we got to let everybody know that if you collect your Wix filter tabs, both air, oil, fuel, hydraulic filters, we save money, and those tabs are worth a quarter a piece for your local FFA department. So we're launching that at all of our stores in Central Illinois this year.
Love to hear that you guys are giving back to our FFA kids out there that are the future of farming here in our area, whatever career that they choose, whether that's actually on the farm and farm business or some of the other ag offsprouts that we've seen here the last couple of years. So what else is going on? We know that since we've last talked, guys have a nice new pathway from the interstate all the way to your front door there in Effingham with the widening of Fayette Avenue, and so that's going to get people there safer. Anything else going on down your neck of the woods?
Oh, a little bit of development on the south end with the new south warehouse now that we're operating out of two or three warehouses instead of just one.
Well, and it's important to condense because if you have them at a couple different locations, then you're having to do some scrambling around.
Yeah, that's for sure. To get enough room for parts, they take up a lot of room, the equipment does, and the parts, so we do need the square footage, but it works out. And yeah, as you mentioned, the road in the new Fayette Street, that the west side is done on Effingham, and that sure has made Effingham look like a real big city.
Absolutely. You get off at exit 159. Most people recognize that as the Niemerg's exit, just about 2 miles east of that exit, and you'll find Dust and Sons and your beautiful, beautiful Effingham location you rebuilt a few years ago. But you also have the location in Urbana and Charleston for folks that are a little closer up here. And Decatur now. Yeah, so I keep forgetting Decatur.
And then we also have Salem, Illinois, Marion, Illinois, and Grayville, Illinois.
So Sullivan is close to up here. We see Sullivan customers as well. So
folks that are maybe not within our area but still listening out there, you can go to your nearest Dust and Sun location. Do you guys have online presence as well?
Yes, we do. You can go online, you can order. You've got a full page, web page, as they say it. I'm not very tech savvy. I'm the old style guy. But
That's about how I am. I always rely on somebody that knows their ins and outs of the tech world a little bit better here. So anything else that you guys are showing out here that you want to highlight here before we wrap up with you?
The full line of the Seafoam products, which is for fuel additives, for whether it be for your gas engines, diesel engines, small engines, big fleets. It is a product that is unbelievable the way it works. Mm-hmm. And it is a 100% petroleum product, and so you cannot hurt anything if you use too much. You just waste it, and that'd be fine.
Well, we hope they don't waste it. You know, I mean, it's a great product. But you guys are selling some of those products out here for folks that want to pick some up while they're here.
They can pick it up while they're here if they want to. So buy the can, buy the gallon.
Very good, very good. Well, it's always great catching up with you folks. And if you want to come out to Gordyville, USA, you can find them northwest corner of the building here. I'm trying to see what the banner is. They usually have the banners up now with different color content, and I'm obscured by the banner that's on this side. But northwest side of Gordyville, USA, the Gibson Area Hospital Arena here. Jeff and Kevin Dust, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it, and we know you're getting busy, so we'll let you get to it.
Thank you very much, Chad. Good to visit with you.
We'll have more reports coming up here from the Midwest Ag Expo. Chad Baker for WITY.